with a lot of these things that Field and the Platts used to make, they were 100, 200, sometimes more tons. Well, that's something you couldn't just drive up Southgate Street or any of the other local roads because there was a weight limit. So what they used to do was to have one vehicle pull in the load, one push in, and then they had a load of small wheels and small axles on the trailers to then distribute the weight, so that all of the axles on the trailers were steerable. So that's how they managed to get in very easy into either Baker Street or St Luke Street. But it was definitely, you know, for a 4 and 5 year old, it was sheer bliss kind of seeing these, you know, going on. And the other thing to bear in mind is that as soon as they left the city limits, because at that time there was the old Hoover Bridge out at Hoover on the way on the A40, there was also a weight limit there, so anything over a certain amount, Pickfords had developed special trailers that had like a inflatable skirt underneath, almost like a hovercraft. So just before they got to any of the bridges, what they then done was then inflate this skirt, which then spread the load even more, so it didn't have any impact on the weight limit on the bridge.
That's fascinating, and it's a real testament to the skill of the drivers and the people that design these trucks. Was there a time when it ever went wrong and there were congestions or accidents with the trucks or anything?
I think there was always congestion, because something like this that's maybe sort of 12 or 14 foot wide, the police would shut the road off. And because of Southgate Street being the size it is, you can imagine now something 12 or 14 foot wide coming down, the road was shut until such times as they manoeuvred in. But because they were very well practiced and professionals at their job, it's very rare that there was ever anything drastic happened, but it was literally a work of art to see it.
What were the people that drove these trucks like?
Well, because they'd sort of done it either delivering items or collecting items, they had it down to a fine art. So it's very much, you know, your typical sort of lorry driver in his boiler suit and sort of flat cap and his pipe and things. And then the two vehicles were in contact by radio, telephone, front and back, so that it was very much a precise science, really, trying to, you know, steer into that. And you just don't see that kind of thing these days.